And in him, Vishuddharati is there. Meet anyone who is not realized to the now, pure Vishnu. But through association with that person, and with the true Vishnu is there, he is trembling, he is looking, is coming. Then he becomes so glad, and sometimes some your rock, sometimes woman, and others are sweet, little little. Then it is called Chaya Ratiyata. And after doing bhajan, going on, after some time, by the grace of that Vaishnava, the Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava, it will be Chayatan, Rati, pure Rati. This is Chaya. And then there is a Mayavadi, Advaitavadi, and he wants Mukti, and he sees that, oh, it is very easy to have Mukti by Harinam, by remembering Krishna, by worshipping deity. It is very easy. So he becomes so pleased that Asta Shakti now comes, then it is Rati Puri. Because in water or any vessel where there is water, if sun is reflected, the reflection is not sun, but it seems like sun. There is no sun, but it reflects. If water is being like this, or any shadow will come of tree or anything, it will vanish. So in this way, Mayavadi, when seeing Vaishnava and chanting them, and he thinks that, oh, it is very easy to have Mukti, doing no so much austerities and all things. So I will take name, chant Hari name, and do some archan. I will remember Krishna Katha, and I will go to the places of Krishna, and Mukti will come very easily. And then he becomes so glad and tears coming, romance, and this is Patibimba, reflection. There are two kinds of abhas, Patibim and Chaya. So Shraddha is of two kinds. From beginning, Shraddha is of two kinds. One, Shraddha Abhas, and another is Chaya, Pratibimba Abhas of Shraddha. What is the meaning of Shraddha? Shraddha?
Full faith.
Full faith. In?
Guru
Vaishnava. Shastra, Hari Guru Vaishnava Shastra. But they are told it is true to extent. And for this, if anyone cuts my head, my body in pieces, but yet I will not leave this, then it is pure Shraddha. Sometimes Shraddhabhas. Shraddhabhas means not really pure Shraddha, but like Abhas. Generally, 99% persons, Shraddha is Shraddha, Abhas, not pure Shraddha. They can live bhajan at any time. They can go in the clutches of Maya very soon. As soon any thing so beautiful, so attractive, they can let bhakti. But actually, they will show that I am doing bhakti, Hari name and chanting Hari name, doing devotional services, everything. But actually, they want bhog. So they left it. And the one is they pretend to do, chant Hari name, read in Shastra, and after some time they will all leave and go to hell. So this is Ratyatam, Sabhyabhas. When there is Shraddha, then name is Shuddha name. When there is Shraddhabhas, then name is, chanting of name is Namabhas. Understand? Namabhas. If anyone has pure Shraddha, then it is. But when there is Shraddha pure, it is not sure that Shuddha pure name will be. Why? You have so much faith, but your bhakti has not come in nishtha because of so many anarths. No? When nishtha will come in ruchi, no necessary that their name has been pure, because some anarths are there. When bhav will come, really how, then it will be chance to pure, because our atma and everything will be at that time pure. Without this, pure name will never come. So when there is a rap, sattha abhas, name will be namabhas. Se namabhas se jive shubh prasad. If there is Shraddhabhas, Chhaya, and Chhaya Namabhas is done, not Pratibimba Namabhas, Mayavadi and Karmi, all they do Pratibimba Namabhas. But Shuddha Vaishnava do Chhaya Namabhas at first. And this Chhaya Namabhas transformed to pure Namabhas. So he is telling that Chhaya Namabhas or Chhaya Shraddhabhas is somewhat better and it produces good fruit. In note he is telling that in Shastra, in Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Chaitamrita and other books we see Namabhas, Vaishnavabhas, Shraddhabhas, Bhavabhas, Ratiabhas, Premabhas, Muktiabhas, and there are so many words. Namabhas is Shuddha Nautna, Vaishnavabhas, Raghunath Das had told his father, what? Vaishnava Praya is better, but not Vaishnava Praya. A Vishai Praya means it seems to Vishai but not Vishai Shuddha Vaishnava. Every prayer that there is name of Abhas, or Abhas has been told, every prayer there is a very beautiful meaning. So, abhas are of two kinds, sarup abhas or pratibimba abhas. Sarup abhas is chhaya abhas, chhaya abhas. Sarup abhas is called
छाया
एंड प्रतिबिंबाभास स्वरूपाभास वस्तु पूर्ण कांति संकुचित भाव से प्रकाशित लाइक मेघा छन्न लाइक देर इज क्लाउड्स इन इन स्काई एंड सन इज नॉट फुली
सीन
सीन देर इज मेघा छन्न सो हियर इज स्वरूपाभास छायाभास sometimes it is covered with clouds and sometimes uncovered. Uncovered means Swarup. And then it is covered then Swarupabhas. It is better. Doing name, her bhog moksha and other worldly desires to fulfill. That name is Pratibimba Namabhas. That Shraddha is Pratibimba Shraddhabhas. As I was telling, that all the root of all these things, eagles, is Swarup Brahma. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told that anartha of four times. Swarup Brahma. Prasad Krishna, Hridaya Daurbalya, Apara, Sotin. And among four, every four are divided into four, 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 four. So now, Swarup Brahma. The root Brahma is Brahma of Krishna Swarup. If we don't realize the Krishna Swarup, then our Swarup will be covered. So Jiva Swarup, Krishna Swarup, Bhakti Swarup, Maya Swarup. Four Swarup should be known. Krishna is himself, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, and he is Sarva Shaktiman, Akhil Rasamrita Sindhu, Sarva Karana Karana, Krishna. And he is Aradha of all. And Jeev is always Jeeva Surubhaya Nitya Krishna Das. And this Krishna Das has been divided into four or five. शांत दस सप्त बासल मधुर रूपाई अमाउंट देम द हाइएस्ट इज मधुर ऑफ गोपीगंज दिस इज स्वरूप ज्ञान देन जीव जीव ज्ञान वी आर कृष्ण दास एंड अप टू मधुर रस They are anuchit, they are shakti parinam, from shakti they have been derived, from tatasya shakti, jiva shakti. Though they have been, they are bhadhaji, conditional soul, but they are conditional soul from anadikal. Anadikal? But Maya can go easily if we can do bhajan. This is Swarup Brahma, Krishna, Jeev, Bhakti. Bhakti from Shraddha to
Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, Prem and Purpose. If Prem is achieved, Krishna Swarup automatically comes and Jeev Swarup Brahm also goes up. Everything. And Maya Swarup, what we are saying, all are Maya. Our body and all these things are Maya. Maya is not a... This Maya is this Shakti. This is this Chaya of Sarva Shakti. And by the wish of Krishna, she converts Jeev. And by wish, it directs to Krishna. When she directs to Krishna, it is Yogamaya. And when she covered the sarup of Jeev and gives so much power, power, heat, then it is called but Mahamaya is not anything else but the same as Yogamaya to make pure is the cause of Mahamaya. So both are one. One Kaya, another Chaya. Pratibimba Namabhas, Pratibimba Shraddha, Pratibimba Rati, Pratibimba Prem, all are not good. Because they are connected with Maya, Mayabad, Mayabad Advaitbad. Krishna, Rup, Gun, Liradi Sakal, Mayabad, Ute, Mithyas, Naswara Sakal. The name of Krishna, Rup, Gun and Lila, Mayabadi does not accept. They don't accept all these things. They don't agree that Prem Bhakti is Nitya. Nitya means eternal. So Bhakti is quite, Mayavadi is quite opposite to Bhakti. And if you will have to achieve Bhakti, you will have to
give up.
Give up Mayabad,
conceptions,
Purva Rukmi,
completely.
Mayabadis are aparadhi in Krishna charan. And those who are Mayabadi, they cannot take pure name. They cannot do bhakti. Naam Bahira Prabhu Naam Naguna. They can take name, they can dance, they can be, but really that is not name. They know that name is not eternal. Why? Because Krishna has no son. Brahma has no shape. Krishna is not pure tattva, parama tattva. He is covered with Maya. He is practically covered so thick, and when Brahma is covered with Maya, but very lengthened way, like a thing, then he is called Krishna, Ram, Nrisimha, Vamana. So they are aparadhi. They think like this. They tell that by chanting name, Jnana will come and Krishna will be in not said, he will be like the Brahma in Valli, Shakti.
Light. Like an impersonal light.
Light. So the name is also not Nitya. If Mayavadi can give up the association of Mayavadi, and they will be somewhat corrected, and they will come in the association of any bona fide Vaishnava, then they can give up bhukti and mukti desire, and they can, at that time they can do sukha and they can have prayer. Brahmabhuta prasannatma na suti chana kanchati samastarvesh buddheshu mad bhaktim lakate para. So if a Mayavadi comes in the association of Vaishnava and he then lamenting for this, that I have done so wrong thing, I have done aparad, that I should not do it, I don't want bhakti and mukti, and all this living and being constantly named, always living in the sadhu sangha, doing saman and kirtan, then this pratibimba, abhas, nam abhas, and everything will go away, otherwise not. Those who know that bhakti is not nitya, when we will realize dhamma, then bhakti will go away. And we will have the nitya. This is abhas. We should not do. If Mayavadi is doing namabhas and not doing any offense, only once he is doing name, but this, by this name, namabhas, he will have Sahiji Mukti, if he is doing no naparad. But only once that I want Mukti, then he can have this Mukti, Sahiji Mukti. Because namabhas is kalpataru. Kalpataru means?
Desire tree.
If anyone wants that I want mukti, he can eat. But if he is aparadhi, he will not give. He should not do aparadhi to Bhagavat. Grantha, Bhagavat, Vaishnavas and Krishna. Nam has all potency. Whether he is Pratibimba, but yet he can give and fulfill the wish of any Mayavadi, Pratibimba. But if there is aparad, they will not have the wish. So Mayavadi are two kinds. One having mukti, doing aparad, and one doing no aparad and wishing mukti.
How can there be a Mayavadi not doing aparad because they don't accept the form of Krishna, so automatically
they are not doing so. Only they want mukti. They are telling that Krishna is eternal, name is eternal, and everything is. But I want mukti. Then mukti will come.
But they don't accept his form.
But they are not fully Mayavadi. So half Mayavadi you can
take. By mukti,
everyone who wants mukti are not Mayavadi.
Guruji, by mukti do you mean they just simply want to become free from material suffering?
Yes.
They're not consciously thinking, I want to go in the Brahmani fulgence, but they just want to get out of birth and death. They want freedom from suffering.
Forever. So bhakta should not be Mayavadi. They should not wish sahija or any kind of mukti. Mukti will come automatically if we chant name and do bhakti. will have to cross all these things and then go to Braja or Vaikunth. So any Vaishnava does not want mukti and they don't do Navadhas. But they are bound to do Chaya Navadhas at first, and then crossing these, by the help of Saman and Kirtana Sutra association, they may develop this. Otherwise not.
When Gurudev plants Nam in our heart at the time of Harinam, doesn't it require, you're talking about the so many abhasas like Guru, Vaishnava abhas, Nam abhas, but isn't there a Diksha abhas as well, where one cannot be receiving, because their Gurudev is not on the highest platform, therefore the Diksha that they're getting, the Nam that they're getting in their heart will automatically be Diksha abhas.
Like it is a seed. If the seed is a very good and powerful tree, then it will certainly get very sweet and every kind, best kind of fruits. And if the tree is rotten and its fruits are rotten, then it may be that seed will not uncool. Or if like very thin, very long, and after that they will
dry. I have a question about Pachabunda. Before, in other lectures you were...
You should try to read more. That much.
You were saying at one time that if someone's taking a medicine and he doesn't know what the medicine is, it will work anyway. In the same way, if somebody's taking Harinam, eventually...
Seed should be like swords. That seed should be like that.
Medicine.
Yeah. If you're taking good medicine, right, good quality medicine. Well, if somebody's taking...
But yet, there is a thing. If the seed is so good, powerful, but you are throwing it on sand,
stone, sand,
or you say filling it in water, it will not explode.
If some Mayavadi is taking Harinam with a desire for liberation, but Harinam is so strong,
but they are not associating with Rasik Vaishnava.
But Harinam won't take that person to hear from Vaishnava.
It may be that in coming in Vaishnava association he will be changed.
If Gurudev is not bona fide, they should be changed. If they are aparadhi, and if they are not aparadhi, then he is chanting, and but he is Kanishta Vaishnava. Then, by the permission, we can take Diksha to us. Or next Diksha. I think Krishna will arrange
everything. Then what? He was really a soul. Like Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has played so many things. He used to तुम लोग जा रही है playing a role that a man whether he is nirvisheshvadi whether he is so nirvisheshvadi अत्याचारी life लाइफ जगाई मधाई in good society he may be changed by the mercy of Krishna by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he can be changed into this so had played the role.
What are the goals of the future?
Krishna Prem. qualities you have. And to test Krishna, Radha friend. Because he was so
Karun.
And he was Rasik Shekhar. As in Karun Shekhar, so he preached, wanted to give Unnata Ujjwa Darasya, meaning Gopi Bhav. But not all kind of Gopi Bhav. Only the mood of the maid servant of the Bhattacharya. And this.
Bhakta who are upper, they should think like so. That's what I do. Given mercy to us, and that is why these difficulties are coming to us. So we should face by laughing, and we should go further.
Sometimes I feel that sometimes when disturbances come up that maybe Krishna is displeased with us. Should we feel that way? We should feel that way.
Hmm?
Sometimes I feel, when I feel experience disturbances, I feel Krishna is displeased with me.
No.
No.
No. Not displeased. Krishna will not displease at any time. He is always in good mood. He always But as it mercifully oversighted in rash himself, so now he is so merciful that he is giving us these troubles to make us so humble without growth, and he so much Tinagati Suni, Pallavati Suni. Like Sudama Deep used to think for his property, for his, as he was so poor, so he was thinking, that Krishna has made me for this. This is the mercy of Krishna. Kunti has prayed like so. In our calamity you live with us, and where we are out of calamity you give up and go to Dwarka and drink. So we want only calamity and difficulty. If you are so ill, like I have some heart trouble or anything, I always think that it is a mercy of Krishna wants that you should not roam here and there, going here and there. Only you should sit and chant and think and write books. Don't. But don't go here. That is why I am doing something. Otherwise I have worked so much karma by so much karma.
Always so.
I mean
here, there, one day.
Firing with danda bamboos. But Krishna made me so humble that I cannot do nothing. Dekh lena sidha hua ki nahi, ye bhi dekh lena. So we can advance. Otherwise, if we will turn all God brothers and God sisters, then to all this. Simply try to help each other. In service of Krishna and like fire, but it is for Sadguru. Those who chant so much name and he has so much mamata for Krishna and doing the services of Krishna very well.
and he is Uttam Sadhava, then he will burn everything and he will not take. But if the Guru is Madhyamadhikari and he is not so powerful, then he will have to take his all. And he will have to test all these things.
So the disciple will suffer.
If he will, you will make so many disciples and you are himself not a so much high class Vaishnava, then if you accept and take all the money and everything, then why you should not take the karma also? So you have to take the karma also. If you are taking money, reputation and all those things. Understand? If you are testing his all things, well, clothes, money, reputation and everything. He has given you one cow and you are drinking milk from that cow. If you are taking all these things, then you will have to take his karma also, that karma. But if a guru is like Gopi Sur Dattabaji Maharaj, Raghunath Das Goswami, our Gurudev, your Prabhupada, like this, then we burn all the karms of devotees and he will have not to taste anything. Understand something? So, a Madhyamadhikari Sardar do so many shishya, so many disciples, quarreling and having so calm through the low-mark and acting so many bad things. If he is doing, then he will have to go in hell also.
So that's illegal. That's
illegal. Legal?
Illegal.
Illegal. What illegal?
It means not authorized by Krishna. Krishna doesn't.
But I do not mean legal or illegal.
It's not bona fide.
If Guru is not bona fide, he will have to test all this. And if Guru is bona fide and doing so much parinam and then he and then make me. Like Rupa Goswami, he made only one disciple, Jesus. Raghunath Das Goswami, he gave only siksha. Gadadhar Pandit made some comfortable devotees and gave me siksha. Not more. You know, Madhnam Shri Fancy Vaishnava. The Uddhavik Vidyapati made one shishya to whom? Gadadhar. Like Lord Krishna Das Maharaj made one Prabhupada. Loknath Das Goswami has made one shishya. Because they are qualified. So unqualified guru makes less and less and thousand and so many sis. And bona fide guru makes very little. You have someone, don't tell about his cone, otherwise they'll be very curious.
Now one question. They say that many spiritual masters maybe are not in Uttamadhikara, they are not in the highest. But Prabhupada is.
Their words are with them. Their words are with them because they don't want to follow anyone except Prabhupada.
So they say,
whether he has told wrong or right, he has told anything, whether they are understanding that thing or not, they want to be strict with that they have understood him. And they think that we have understood Srila Prabhupada. But to understand a qualified Vaishnava is so devata and gods cannot know, understand. It is very high. We have not understand fully our Gurudev. Our Gurudev used to tell that we have not understand our Gurudev. Jiva Goswami was the disciple of Rupa Goswami. He has told that I don't know anything. What Rupa Goswami has told me. So like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was guru of Rupa Sanatana. He has also told like so. That is why Mahaprabhu has made no disciple at all.
Who are not in the highest class,
the past
disciples, that
the disciples
can't come to the highest.
You can ask all these questions to them. If I will tell anything, it will be so for confusion for them, and they will not understand all this. So I don't want to commit anything.
This is from Saragam Sila side.
Very good, very easy. I like it for so many days.
This is from Krishna Priya
Devi. Jadarani was going to ask it, and I thought I'd ask it too. In the book, she wasn't sure if the translation or the editing was correct, but it said if one sees a fault in someone else, if one sees a fault in someone else, then it's not, even if it's not that he already has the fault, that's why he sees it, but he, if he sees a fault, he will actually get that fault himself. Is that correct?
There is no, nothing wrong, and but anyone seeing him, that he is involved in this, then that bad thing will come into him. Sure. Like current. If there is a current and fire has been come in that current, and if he will give water, then by water the current will come to you and take you forever. Like that. So we should not do ninda to any Vaishnava, whether he is wrong or right. We may be separate from him, but don't do ninda to anyone, whether he is wrong or right. Let them test the fruit of their own karma themselves, not going to take anything from them. You know, one lady who wanted to ruin Haridas Thakur, and Haridas Thakur made him a very good, one of his Vaishnava, and then he used to challenge to worship Tulsi, and the Vaishnava was, he will have to be like that, if he wants to be a bona fide Vaishnava. How will be this true? And what are the three stages of Madhyama Adhikari? Madhyama Adhikari is in three stages. First are Kanishtha Madhyam, then Madhyam Madhyam, and then Madhyam Puttam. Those, it depends on Sraddha to name and Sraddha to Bhakti. It depends on that. If anyone had some nishtha to Krishna, but not knowing all siddhants well, is not pratishthit nahi hai, is not established in siddhant, bhakti siddhant, then he is Kanishtha Bhakti. He likes well deities to serve, not serving Vaishnavas, not so much chanting, no nishtha in bhajan, only getting garlands, getting sweets, worshipping deities. This is of Kanishtha Bhakti. Then he will know that I should serve Vaishnavas also, like deities, and Siddhant is coming also. Well, he is establishing himself in Siddhant. What is Krishna, what is Maya, what is Jeev, what is Bhakti, what is G,
jivas, everything. He has been qualified in middle class, Madhyam Madhyam. And when he will serve Vaishnavas and Gurudev more than deities, and he will be so efficient in Siddhanta, all Siddhanta, what is Maya, what is Jiva, what is Krishna, what is Bhakti, what is Sadhra, what is Nishtha, what is... Radha has become very lean and thin, and she is lying down or sitting on the lotus flowers bed. And she is always in separation mode for Krishna. A bee is coming and flying around the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. And Radhika is saying, don't come, don't come. Some tears are here, but they are dry now. But tears are, but dry. And he at once becomes angry to that seeing that bee, who tries to see, take shelter in the lotus state, knowing that this is certainly lotus, very fragrant, very beautiful, more than lotus. And he is doing like this, and Srimati Radhika, don't come, don't
don't touch my feet, don't disturb me.
Some gopis are there, Lalita Vishakha are there, side by side, see. They are only to give some
consolation.
And Uddhava, having given
cloth on his name,
doing like this, and very far away, but Srimati Radhika is not seeing him. But he is like this, like sitting, like in this mood, having like this, and hearing patiently what Srimati Radhika is doing. This mood.
Are the other gopis also lying down, or they're sitting facing Radhika?
They are. Some are serving the lotus feet, like. Some has taken, some are giving chandan to Radhika.
Why is she talking to the bee? They're giving her chandan?
Huh?
Well, at the same time that she's talking to the bee, they're giving her chandan?
Because they are trying, because her body has been warm with so much separation heat. Even the flowers have begun
to
rise. And they are all in separation. They are all in what?
Siddhartha with her separation mode?
Yes, and they are very chintit. They are very
anxiety.
For Srimati Radhika. Because in the happiness of Radhika, they become happy, and their lamentation and all these things, in separation mode, they become so well. Jamuna is also, Jamuna or any pond, there is a sarovar and lotus are there, some mayur are there, pirani also on the branches of the tree, of only kadamba tree there, and some creepers
surround it,
but dense, anyone cannot see from outside anything.
Uddhava is hiding behind a tree?
Huh?
Uddhava would be hiding behind one tree?
Oh, and one thing, best thing I have not told.
here Srimati Radhika is seeing that Krishna is Mathura and meeting with so many Rajkumaris, his Naikas, so many, and he is mana rahe hain.
Honoring
him?
No.
Krishna is satisfying him that give up your man, and another is ready for man, and another is also ready for man. Krishna. Srimati Radhika is saying, this should be in behind of Krishna, that Srimati Radhika is thinking
like
so.
That, like a thought.
Like a thought, you should make this. No? No? And this will be very good. Very good. Now you are engaged in all this.
Pulling by the ear.
Make this idea very interesting and very beautiful.
The painting I'm working on now is still taking a long time, but when it's finished...
But after that...
Yeah.
But you should make this ground. You should
make
a sketch. Otherwise you will be...
Forget it. Okay. Okay. But are all the Rajkumaris in the same room and there's one Krishna? Or would there be different Krishnas with different Rajkumaris?
No, not that.
They're all in the same
no,
place?
No, Aishwarya. Gopis don't see Aishwarya. You should make it as usual, swabhavi.
But then how can there be one Rajkumari? You say that...
Have you paid first something?
Paid?
To ask me questions?
Yeah, I have a sketch here.
You'll have to... write your names there on gate and pay and then come with permission.
You can write our name on the list of your dasis. In your Sistastikam, you write that Krishna is knowledge and the knower, and the soul has the same quality. So he is knowledge and the knower.
As translator?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Yes.
So how is the soul, I know how he's the knower, but how is the soul also knowledge?
Yes.
How?
What Krishna's soul is like that.
Now you cannot show Atma, Jeev. Soul is like knowledge in us. But by sadhana, when we will realize and see his body and speciality, then he is doer, knower, feeler in everything. But now, like Krishna, how he is knowledge?
Because he is what we're supposed to know.
Huh?
He is what is to be known.
Huh? So we are also, you can know me. She can know, she can all they can know, so like this knowledge. Because in this, Satchit Anand Tri, Sambit Sandhani life. Sandhani is the body of Jivatma, Chinmay. And knowledge is the knowledge of Jiva. Sambit. And Ananda is Ananda. Now it is like Vishaya Sukha. Worldly
happiness.
And when people know Krishna, then it will be that Ananda, Premananda. We can realize all these things by practice. Deep thinking and sadhana bhajan
also praying to all the Acharyas and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to reflect all these things in our life. Then clearly we can. But those who will not practice bhakti yoga, very hard to understand.
Right now, the devotee is singing that we want to respect everyone so that we become free from offenses in chanting. How can we respect someone who may be Guru Ninda or Vaishnava Ninda?
You have to reject all these things and accept the Guru's mercy in heart. Then it will be possible. If they come in Vaishnava Ninda, Guru Ninda, Dham Ninda, and all other things. But we can pray to name and to Krishna and Gurudev, remove all this.
We should pray for them.
That please have mercy upon me so that you may be like that. What we do.
I mean, if someone else is doing Vaishnava Ninda, how can we respect that person who is doing Ninda?
We will not respect, we will not associate. Never. Never.
So that our mind doesn't become angry or offensive towards them, how should we think? When that...
That kansa has come. Kansa, Jarasandha, and Duryodhana has come. This would... Krishna may be so merciful to... what? Humari Raksha Karsha?
Protection.
Protect. He should protect. Like... You will see, Kansa, I should not be anything to do. Krishna protects me. Like this. And if anything comes, he should take bath in Yamuna with all our lives. And have something here.
Earplugs? Earplugs.
Here. Not here.
In that connection, you said something the other day I couldn't quite understand, that if we find fault with anyone, right or wrong, that fault comes back to us. And you gave the example of shooting water and a current, but I couldn't understand that example.
If any person is like Jagai Madhai, and we are doing Ninda to them, then all his bad qualities come by that wording in our heart.
By the wordings?
Yes, what we are uttering to that person, and by these words collected, and then it will come through these words in our heart.
Also by...
Like water we are telling, through water it comes, here by wordings they will come.
Whole world, if you are taking, chanting anything,
it goes in all, in fragment of whole world. By the help of air, so by the help of air means world. In a moment. And then it makes so into.
Does that go for thoughts also or just words?
Everything. I have to go to class.
Should I show you the sketch after class? After?
No.
It's still rough, but it's a little more clear.
That's it, we are...
Veils.
Veils and this, single.
And what? Like the other previous paintings, dress? You said that the Jammu...
Make anything that Krishna is doing there.
What?
Something come out here. That come in their heart, they are seeing in heart.
From here.
You should see. In back, you can see.
What do you mean in back?
Yes.
Oh, you mean for but all of them?
She is Radhika where?
Here.
She Radhika. You see this?
Right. Should it be in anyone else's heart or only Radharani's
only
heart?
Only Radharani. Because she is Mahabhav.
You said the other day that the Jamuna River is also there, or some Sarovara. But you also said that it's in a Kunj. Do we find that a river or a sarovara can be in a kunj?
I told about Nandagaon.
Mm-hmm.